and paranormal gateway for a thought. I am the host, Scott Wise, and I'd like to start off my apologies. I've been off the air many weeks due to some unbelievable circumstances, but I'm back and ready to go, and my schedule out through May. So tonight, a special guest is Sin Trader Hill, author and investigator and founder of Elk Valley Paranormal. Hailing from eerie landscapes at Lincoln County, Tennessee, where Old Batesville Hospital stands a haunted reminder of the past, Sin is not just an ordinary storyteller. He's a self-published editor, publisher, weaving tales of true stories and eerie encounters that will send shivers down your spine. She currently has 5 publications, Whispers in the Dark, Realm of Shadows, Just Speaking or Listening. You'll hear most compelling feeds you can hear them on her website at elkvalleyparanormal.com. Next book, It's Not Goodbye, Signs Beyond, and Web of Terror. But Sin's journey goes well beyond storytelling. As founder of Elk Valley Paranormal, has several team of individuals who have diverse talents and complementary capabilities make up EVP investigations. A truly immersive experience. From special events to year-round investigations, they have become the go-to host team, working closely with the hospital owners to uncover secrets within the walls. Yet, Sin's connection with paranormal runs deeper than her professional endeavors. Since childhood, she sensed the presence of others around her and her life has been punctuated by miraculous rescues from perilous situations. Her sensitivity and empathy got her not only in her investigations, but also in her collaboration with other paranormal teams worldwide and assisting law enforcement on the EVP analysis, which now uncover mysteries she's co-hosting on LegitPodcast.com. Tune in every Sunday for the Legit Paranormal Podcast, 7:05 p.m., where she delves into showing Paranormal Tales explores the unstable. Also, don't miss our news podcast, Wednesday 8:05, where the latest in world and supernatural. Tonight, we'll be visiting some locations and sharing some free EVPs. So let's welcome Sin to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on here.
As a mouthful, and that's your time to talk.
It was a mouthful, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. But I wasn't sure what's going on. I think we'll cover the rest of the stuff tonight we're talking. So you want to start off with your first experience, I think, was in your anger. Yeah, your first experiences.
My first experience? I started out a weird kid, and I'm still a weird adult. But, I didn't actually get into the paranormal scene until 2013. So I'm a latecomer to all of this. I watched all the shows. I've always been a horror movie buff. Edgar Allan Poe's my favorite, always has been since age 9 and 10. And I just had a lot of strange things happening growing up, but I didn't know what was going on. Had no idea. I lost my dad in 2001, right after 9/11, nothing to do with the towers, but lost him. And I was a daddy's girl, so that was really hard. When a paranormal team came down to my county, they investigated my cousin's art studio. And I was so upset she didn't let me know because I was so intrigued with all the shows on television. And she got me in contact with them. They came down. They were about 1.5 to 2 hours away, northeast of me. And they investigated my mom and dad's old store, which was an auto parts building. In the late 1800s, the basement had been a turkey slaughterhouse. Very old, right? So it still had the vats in the bottom and the hooks and all that kind of stuff. But the auto parts was the business they had had for many years, started in 67, and went until my dad died. They tried to keep it open, my mom and my sister. And being in a small town in the South, auto parts just don't get sold very well by women. Mm-hmm. And my sister is very intelligent as far as any of that goes. She could, goodness, I mean, she took auto mechanics. She just really good with any of that stuff. But they just couldn't keep the store going, and they ended up closing it down. I wanted to see if my dad was still there. And this team came down, and the only place that their equipment actually lit up was the exact spot his chair sat in his office for 30 years.
Oh, wow.
So all everything, isn't that cool? That was so cool. And yeah, all the utilities, everything had been turned off a few years before this. So to have that happen was really cool. They got a couple of EVPs down there. One was a strange holy mackerel, which nobody in my family ever used. And it was probably something. Did you really? Did you really? Yeah. We never used it. We just thought it was probably from either when the place was an ice cream factory or something else. But the other EVP they caught was in the basement, and it was turkeys clucking. So we had turkey ghost in the store.
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah.
I bet you gobbled that right up, didn't you?
If they got those turkeys gobbling, that was not a good day for that turkey's life. You know it wasn't.
Oh, no.
But my curiosity really got piqued, and I wanted to find those voices that they were finding. And I joined their team. And a year later, I created Elk Valley Paranormal. And EVP, Elk Valley Paranormal, Electronic Voice Phenomena. So it was just something I was interested in.
That's cool. So growing up, your sensitivity to everything, how did that help you write your books or come up with ideas for your books?
I didn't write my first book until 2018.
Okay.
My friend that does the covers and the illustrations in the books actually talked me into it. I was actually editing his books and helping him put those together. And he said Elliot Fultz. He's incredible. I'm actually working on one of his books right now, and it's a cookbook, and it's going to have...
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's going to be great. It's going to be, it's my mean old grandma's good old cookbook. It's going to have half of it's going to be great, nice recipes. And the other half is going to be stuff that you probably don't want to eat. And he's going to have a warning label on that side. If you're squeamish, don't look at these. And it's everything from haggis and, that kind of stuff.
I love haggis. Oh,
do you really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
I like scrapple too.
Do you really? That's in the cookbook as well. Yes.
I put a lot of pancake syrup on it. Oh my god.
Do you really?
I'm PA Dutch. My grandma was Dutch. Yeah. So.
Oh.
I grew up with Hallmark.
Yeah.
You ever had Hallmark?
No.
Is that right? It's sausage and potatoes in the pig stomach and cooked.
Yeah, okay. he's got a lot of things similar to that.
Did you know
tripe is actually making a comeback?
Is it?
People are getting interested in that again. So anyway, he's got a lot of those in there. And then I'm going to bring out my next signs book. after that cookbook is done. But he got me started saying, you know, you really need to write a book. You've got experiences that have happened to you, and just do it. It's time. And so I started my third book. They're Speaking, Are You Listening? Was actually supposed to be my first one, but I couldn't figure out how to do it. And so I just brought out Whispers in the Dark first, because it was easier to write. And it was just experiences, mostly in this county of mine and my team, some of my friends. And then I just wrote those short stories and got them out. Mark and I tried the fiction book. That was the second one that came out, just to see if we could write some fiction. So we got that under our belt. But when They're Speaking came out, that was supposed to be my first one. I wanted people to be able to read the book and then actually hear those EVPs I was talking about. So that finally got done. And I was proud of that one. I'm proud of all of them, but I was really proud of that one.
Yeah, when I first started writing, I was going to start writing a book for the EVPs and locations. I was going to have where you write where the EVPs were overset back and forth, and then like a bonus CD at the end with all the EVPs on it if you want to purchase that as well.
See, so that's a good idea too.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it's just for pile of books or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, that the internet wasn't even a thing. Basically, it didn't really get started back to what early in the '90s would be. So,
mm-hmm.
So it wasn't that mm-hmm. big of a thing. I think CDs came out late '80s. But do you have any special or any favorite ones for like what's in the dark? What to talk about?
The very first story in there was my bedtime story. I always made my grandmother tell me that story at night, and she told it to me religiously every night because I begged her. And it always ended with, "Boo, now go to bed."
I read that.
I would go, "Whoop." Yeah, "Whoop." And then I'd be able to go to sleep. So I've always wanted to get that scare. And just I remember her telling me that story 5-6 years old and probably before that. So I've always liked being scared about things like that. That was my very first one. And that was actually a true story of I don't know if he was an uncle. I never got to meet him in life. Uncle Ira. And so he would have been my mom's uncle. So, you know, I'm guessing that was a great, great uncle of mine, because my great uncles were her mother and their brother and sisters. Those were my great aunts and uncles. I didn't have any aunts and uncles. My mom and dad were both only children. So this Uncle Ira had to be a great, great to me. But he was a kind of a scaredy cat. And I have a couple of funny stories about him. And that's why my bedtime story got written in there.
I thought that was cool. Yeah. He's also a scary story. When I was growing up, my sister let me stay up late to watch some movies and stuff that were. And some of the ones were like, "Oh my god," you know, but I had nightmares. And, but I was like, "Oh, it's worth it." Yeah.
Did you have nightmares, though?
Well, no, I don't mind war. I love horror movies. I still watch horror movies. But I Good Day, my first interest in paranormal, back when it was Ghost Hunters and all, and Ghostbusters, and so I started looking for a group in Pennsylvania. I started off with them for a couple of years, and I got my first EVP at church that as soon as I heard it, I hooked. And I saw my best CP did have. So that was a good one. So
those are always, you know, that's what you're looking for, those EVPs. And when you actually are going through your evidence and hear one, it's so exciting. So exciting.
Yeah. And the ones that are Crest A, which could be your rare, you know, I get a lot of Crest B, but the Crest A is my god. We got a bunch of those. So we were very fortunate over the years to get the stuff we got. I mean, video wise and audio wise.
Right.
So we're very lucky.
A lot of those EVPs were not Class A's. If it was a Class A, I would say, but some of them, you have to dig a little bit to get. But one of the funniest ones to me, and you might have listened to this one already, I don't know, it was from a residential case, and I was taking pictures. So this is from their speaking. Are you listening? And I was taking pictures. I knew something was there, but I couldn't see whoever it was. I just felt them. And I said, I'm taking pictures. Why don't you come with me? And I went into the next room and I was taking more pictures. And I said, okay, follow me. Well, about the third time I told this spirit to come with me, he said, I have a better idea than to follow you around all night. So he was over me. He was over me.
Right. We have the smartest comments too already.
I love it.
I love it. I call a hole before and.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get called names. Get called bastard already. And uh-huh. I'm like, but, yeah. And an effort. Too.
Yeah.
I that one case that's very a residential case. It's called a GDM and effort.
So, wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That was a mouthful.
That's it in the basement of the one residence.
Aren't basements usually notorious for that kind of thing?
Yeah. I love both of them. And cemeteries. I love cemeteries too.
I do too. It's just that it seems like in most of the basements, the EVPs I've gotten are a little bit, not really confrontational, but almost threatening. Like, if you don't leave, you know, Why don't you stay here and take our place? I've gotten one of those where they actually, I heard my name. It was in a friend of mine's store on the square here in Fayetteville, Lincoln County, Tennessee. And we had gone into the basement because she knew something was going on down there. And I heard my name in my right ear. And I looked around and said, did anybody hear that? Nobody else heard it. And I heard it a second time. And they actually called me Cindy, which my mom calls me. And it said, Cindy, right here, you can take our place. No. Not interested in that.
Pass.
Yeah. Hard pass on that one.
we'll get there eventually. I want to rush it.
Yeah, I'm just not skipping towards it.
Who knows where I'm going, so I don't want to rush it. Yeah, you never know, right?
No.
Well, yeah, the basement is the best part when there's dirt floor and real musty smelling, and you have to dodge your cobwebs and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very more fun.
A lot of times too, down here, it's not uncommon to find whales in basements. So in her store, there was actually an old well. And I know Mark, my friend Mark, when he lived in Chattanooga, his, I believe it was his I think it was his grandmother that lived in a house, and they had a well in their basement. So, you know, those are kind of creepy to have inside your basement.
Well, the house I was in the basement, they don't hear a French drain.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had one of those in the basement.
So, little.
Kind of
creepy.
It's church of hell, right? The world of hell.
Right?
Uh-huh. Like Bobby Mackey's.
Yes, another portal.
Yeah, portal of hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that up in Hinsdale, they see us there, the portal there. I don't know. We were there for a weekend. Never know. But that place, you get a chance to go there, you gotta go. I would love to.
You know, with so many people involved in the paranormal now, and people watching the shows, if they don't get involved in a team and they just go out on their own, not really knowing what to do, that's where a lot of things pop in. And I think that's why we're seeing a lot of increased paranormal activity over the last few years. There's so many more teams. There's so many more people interested in it. And then if you're not really sure what you're doing, that means you wouldn't know how to open and close a session.
All right.
So they tend to leave things open. And that can be doorways for things to keep popping through. So it's kind of scary out there.
Yeah. We didn't really mess too much. We didn't meet him one time who at the one place that it did, but after that it was like just three of us for a long time to go out and do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a lot of fun doing it, and I definitely miss doing it. But you got a chance to come up this way. You gotta go because a lot of stuff
I have
to do. I know I have my.
That'd be fun.
I have my shirt from the it's a Mansfield Fire Museum.
Uh huh.
I've been there like four times already. I always get stuff out of there. I bet also the place to go. It's like one level. And there's lots of old farm and the old water and sirens and stuff. We actually picked up a siren, one of the old sirens on the recorder. We heard it.
Really?
Yeah, from the outside, they got there. It's like, wow.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And then the girl I was with, she actually, I was sitting at the end checking over. We have this program, it's called X Paranormal, that we use. Mm-hmm. And it's just read the atmosphere, hit random words and stuff. And a lot of times we get some good hits at that place. But I just went back and looking over and shooting out the other end of the fire hall. And there's like a row here, fires, and row here with like artifacts and stuff back and forth. And she goes walking up, and she's screaming like, what? I said, that wasn't you in there. I was down up here. She saw a full body apparition.
What?
Look at a guy standing by the corner there. My gosh, she
was
here. Nice.
We
see a lot of sound play there. I've seen it before back and forth. And using our S-Box, we pick a lot of stuff too, but yeah, I'll use the S-Pocket also, but now I'll just turn it off. Let's just do play the VPs without that. You know, because I get a lot more stuff, I think, doing that. Because you're sitting there, we'll take a break to talk to each other, and a lot of times they'll be talking between you or something and pick it up. And you get a lot of stuff, you just chill out for a while and talk.
Yeah, about anything but the location or the spirits there.
Right, right.
If you're just talking about everyday things, that's when you'll catch some really good ones.
Oh yeah. We get a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, and they might even knock on the floors or the walls to try to get your attention again too. So they get a little bit, hey, I thought you came here to see us. Hey. You know?
And one of the first things you do that I'll put the recorder on, first thing I can, even before I start setting myself up, I have it running. Yeah, just pick it up. So.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I think the EVP I've gotten most of all, anywhere I've ever been, other than hi, they will say hi and hello, but... Mm-hmm. The one that I think I get more than anything else is get out. Get out.
Yeah, we get that too. get out, a-hole, and... But we're at up in... How was that? We're at a jail. Mount Hadley jail. And there was a room that had this... a boat, and it real big. It was carved out by somebody, mm-hmm. and there's two girls that are invited along there, and they got back to us and played this EVP, and the girl says, "We're in the room with the big boat," and they came back and said, "No shit."
You know, a lot of them have great senses of humor.
Oh, yeah, they do. I love it. It's more fun that way when you get back to your nose. Yeah. They just get you out now. that's one of the best ones. Yeah.
I love them.
How about
I know Sean at that same residence I was talking about earlier, my co-founder Sean was trying to debunk a couple of things, and he said, "Did one of you all just yawn or do anything?" And we all said no, and there were three other people there, the residents, and they said no. And then the EVP, they were laughing, and he goes, "Oh, they are so funny." Just They think they know what they're doing, but they're kind of, to me, it sounded like he wanted to say, well, they're a little bit stupid, but he didn't.
just talking in a thin air.
Yeah.
Who do you think you're talking to?
How
many people have to have here over and over again?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But they're all different, too.
Yeah. I have some EVPs now. We can pick one each location if you want. And
sure.
We can play them if you want. And I'll let you pick which ones. I have to share the tab real quick here.
Okay.
And now I can play the videos, too. Okay, got the audio on. I'm Mr. Bath. You'll be able to hear us about headphones if possible, but I think you can hear these without, but we'll see. Alright. Let's see what we got first here. Well, we got Lafayette. And let's see which ones you have Lafayette.
Oh, Lafayette.
They got the Old Fayette, Fayetteville. The hospital. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get Out, A Moan, Help Me. You got a bunch of them.
That Get Out was the very first EVP I ever got.
Oh, we'll play that one. Tell me if you guys can hear this when I play it. I'll play it now.
Okay.
Could you hear it?
It came across good to me. I hope they could.
Yeah, I'll play with Cloud.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's pretty easy to hear. next one is The Moan. I like this one too. We'll play this one.
I bet the people that were doing the scaring probably got scared themselves.
Yeah, I was doing one too. At the end, they came back in the end.
Yeah, and the thing is, we were talking and never heard that. And to me, that sounds like the best haunted house moan you could imagine.
He
was trying to get our attention, but we did not hear that. They're trying to scare us out of there. And it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 3:30 ish. So they don't care what time it is.
We were at Post Town last year school, and I was up in the classroom, the bad teacher's classroom. And our BL style house check on some equipment. I was like, talk for a few minutes to stop for about 5 minutes, didn't say anything. And I heard this bang loud. I jumped and looked in the hallway, didn't react to anything. And she asked me, I was talking. I said, I'm talking for at least 5 minutes. I heard you talking. I said, we're talking. Did you hear a big bang? But I picked up a big bang on the audio.
Wow.
Yeah, it was so freaking loud. I chose to jump to get beside me.
Wow. But it's a good thing you caught it, too.
Yeah. I'm God scared, Holly. I have a spare box here to help me. You can hit that one if you want. Yeah, help me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this next one sounds very good. So I won't back up. Hell no, I won't.
that was a kind of a creepy one.
Yeah, y'all wait. Hostile mouth again. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, he was mad.
Oh, yeah. here's one that, most people don't let me out. What the hell sound?
Oh, wow.
My God.
Yeah, this was really weird because I felt something around me. Again, this was at the old hospital, but I felt something around me just like at that house. And I said, why don't you follow with me and I'll take some pictures. And I got that EVP. We were at the area of the hospital that had been used kind of like a psych ward at one time. So I don't know if this was a psych patient or what. We also found out that someone had done a chalk circle. So I don't know,
really?
And I don't know why, but maybe this spirit was stuck there now, but he wasn't, he wasn't threatening. He just was kind of like, most people don't.
Okay, I'll play here.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Most people don't let me out.
Here's one. Want to fight? Want to fight? That's one too. Let's do another one. This one's called So She Might Let Y'all Move Them.
Yeah. It was kind of odd. It was talking to the new owner, and he was telling us about different things he was doing with the old hospital. So that was.
Right, I'll play it one. So she might let y'all live. Yeah. Yes, yes. Because they turned down a lot. That'd be
yeah.
What's that one?
They didn't like the spirit box either.
Oh, that's good, my hero.
Right? Watch it, Mom. And I just turned my camera on too to take a picture. That was that ding you heard, but they didn't like any of that noise.
Well, here's one apparently that didn't like your camera either. It's an effing camera.
Oh yeah, they didn't want the camera around.
I'll play it one.
Yeah, it was just.
That's hilarious. Let's see what else you got. More fish. So, here's one. What's your hurry? You want you to leave?
Well, we were getting ready to leave or move out of that area, and that's what they said.
What's your hurry? Wow, that's cool. And there, here's another one. Who is this? Leave right now.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
God, you got some both nice and same place.
Same place.
Mm-hmm. That would say, just chill out, man. Don't be mean. Okay. So, who is this leaf right now?
Right now.
Right now. And, what the heck? Take her back, I don't want her.
There was a story there. We knew there was a little girl in the maternity area. And we thought we were talking to her. Sean was late getting to the hospital this night, and he had stopped and gotten a stuffed teddy bear to bring to Mary.
Oh, okay.
And so Sean, you'll hear Sean talking, and he's telling her this is just for her, nobody else, but it's not Mary that was there. So that's okay. What we heard.
Mary's my mom's name.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Okay. Take it back, I don't wash her ears.
She little bit is super soft too. I thought she might like.
Oh, she there you go.
Yeah, she didn't want her.
Is super soft too. I thought she might like.
Yeah, she didn't want it. And last one, how you survive the fifth rule is take it back, I don't want it.
Yeah.
I hate.
Yes. Okay.
Feel
that little girl.
Okay, yeah.
So I wanted to bring you something.
I hate.
Do you like it?
Oh, yeah. So what we found out when I talked to Mark about it, he had been over to the hospital, and he said, "Well, that's not Mary. That's that other little girl," and I got these EVPs and I asked Mom, I said, why would she say, take it back, I don't want it, jail? And Mom said, oh no, that little girl was molested.
Oh.
And so around this area back in the, you know, and I don't know how long they did it, but I know in the 60s and 70s, maybe into the 80s, if a child was brought to the hospital that had been abused, the sheriff's department or police department would bring a teddy bear. And this little girl had been abused, and she did not want that teddy bear. She had nothing to do with it. So that was
sad.
Yeah. I mean, very shocking, actually.
It's freaking horrible. What was that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's just,
yeah.
I gotta stop this.
Mm-hmm.
Next one, I think, is the old mill.
Mm-hmm.
ignoring this because the one that's there. The one that says hi, 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 hi.
Yeah.
Except the one that gets the phone across.
It was like a greeting committee when we walked in.
Oh, that's funny.
Hello?
Wow. Okay, next one is, who are you? Why are you here? I want you out. You hear me now? Leave. What? That's a little one.
Ooh.
Wow.
I okay. Didn't want us there.
Okay. Get it. It's a, who are you? Why are you here? I want you out. You hear me? Now leave. I'll put you.
Hello?
Wow. I saw what look under one press too.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't messing around.
No.
It's Kit. Here's one. You're wrong, I know it. Yeah, you better leave. No, just wait, go lay down. I'll deal with it later.
Yeah, it was there were two talking among themselves.
Oh,
One was fired up and wanted us out of there. And the other one was just saying, you need to calm down.
Yeah, you need to chill out, buddy. Yeah. You need to take a pill. Yeah. Okay, I'll play one.
No, there's a little forward back there. The cops in a little.
Oh, really?
It's like from the old mill downtown. Went up so fast in Huntsville.
Yeah, I'll deal with it. Okay. We gotta like, get out there. Next one is, I want an out. Hey, I have you on the phone. I'm gonna read about this one in your book.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Anybody hiding out?
Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, this one I read in the book was kind of concerning with the ostrich one.
Yeah.
That one kind of got through out of the book. What the heck?
Yeah, it was strange. And I found out too, which there could very well have been some Germans around here, because back we had a big farm down here built, a big old plantation area farm, huge, and they used German POWs to help build it. So that was back in the 20s. It would have been before the Second World War. So somewhere between the First and the Second World War is where they used them to build this big farm.
That's been like the late 30s, maybe?
Maybe, yeah. And so it could very well be that there was somebody around the area that spoke nothing but German.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. Yeah, my girl was German Dutch. She spoke a little bit.
I speak very little, enough to get me in trouble, probably. But, you know, my dad's family was German. So
it's a spirit box. He's sleeping off Ostrich. I think off me on.
Yeah, it's just weird.
The off me on, I think.
What's it?
Oh, yeah, off me on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right, I'll play it here.
Okay.
Yes. I'll do it again. That's just... Well, that's just something else. I never think I'd find something like that.
Already. It surprised me. That one surprised me of all of them.
Yeah. That was one of the... More eerie ones.
the funny one from that investigation was the kids in the basement. I asked, did they just hang out down there? And he sounded so sarcastic when he spoke back. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Or, you know, something like, he was so sarcastic speaking back to me.
Is that one here?
Should be, yeah.
All right.
He said, yeah, that'd be real smart.
Oh, I found it. I got it here.
Do you guys stay down here in the basement?
That was real smart.
Yeah, get out.
They're not lacking for personality, though.
Oh, no. I get that kind of stuff a lot, too. Like, yeah, they said that. And now they're yawning. Yep, they said that. Yeah. Here's one Spirit Box. Chip Talk Back, Alfred.
Yeah. They, that whole night that I was working with the spirit box in this particular area of the old mill, they wanted to talk to Chip. They didn't want to talk to me and Pam. Exactly.
Yeah, be that way.
And so they were interested in Chip, and he actually went outside to smoke a cigarette, and they would not, they said, you know, looking for Chip. No, we're waiting for Chip. We'll wait for Chip. We're not talking to you.
I'll play on.
Am I hearing a young man? What's your name?
Chip Talk Back. Yeah. All right. What else do you got here? Okay, I have one here. Spirit Box Morgan, make no guess. That's a long one. There, of course, are you off season? Oh, Schmidt. Can you mark it for her, Chip? I did. What do you want, Gina?
That was the weirdest. It was, they were carrying on a conversation when Chip went outside to smoke. I said something about them talking to Chip, and then I said he'd gone outside to smoke, and then they picked it up and said, "Well, we're looking for Chip. We're looking for Chip." And they said, "Is he there?" "No, he's not here. He's not here." And they were talking back and forth among themselves. So, it's almost like he brought in a secretary to help him.
Oh, gosh.
Tina, his secretary. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just strange.
Yeah. All right, I'll play here.
What's your name?
Yeah. Now, with those longer ones, it probably takes several times to hear that all the way.
Oh, yeah.
That, and your people probably know to wear headphones and earbuds to hear that better.
Yeah. Yeah. We use a program called Audacity.
Yes.
That's my favorite.
Mine too. That's mine too.
And it's free.
Yes. That's even better.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. They were electrobot. Boy. What would happen if Chip went there at night? You won't get any action.
They did not want to talk to anybody but Chip that night. It was their favorite. That was their favorite person. That night we were there. And I'd been a few times to get all of those, but those last few talking about Chip, it was just three of us there, Chip, his wife, and me. And that's it. And they wanted to talk to him, not us. So.
Yeah, see, the last week he says, at the end, spirit box, sorry, is Chip here? Lisa, no, I'll check the new off Chip. Lost Chip. Okay, I'll lay on.
Is Chip here?
Oh my god.
Lost Chip.
That's a good one also. I have it's here. Lynchburg Haunted Home.
Mm-hmm. Used to be a funeral home. Oh. And I think it was a couple of other things as well, maybe a florist over the years and maybe something else, but now they rent it out for paranormal teams to investigate. And it's one of those creepy places that you go in and it just feels different. It's just different.
Yeah, I've never did a funeral home before. That'd be fun. Yeah, I have some here with them. Libby Moon, I play with them here.
I don't know if she's transient and she's only here during certain conditions.
She's upstairs right now.
Okay.
With the
new. With it. Yeah, next one is Libby.
Yeah, it's a strange moan kind of thing. Yeah. But we didn't hear it live.
All right. The one says Libby. Was there Libby known to be there or no?
I have not found any evidence yet of a Libby. Okay. So I don't know if it was maybe someone's wife. I don't know.
Okay, I'll put it.
So they can speak easier without having
to. What the hell? Libby.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Give me a beer, Libby. Oh, boy. I'll tell you. All right. Here's an honorable man I'll play.
Hold on back on that camera. Not really.
And I don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah. That was very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't hear it live.
Next is get out of here. My cameras are lucky. Okay, wait a minute. Here's one, the reverse EVP. You're in my house now. Get out now. I'll play this later. Okay, that's let me see that. So you gotta record shortly. That better bring those videos up real quick.
Yeah.
I'll share them. But there's more EVPs on our site, a lot more, so go to l5paranormal.com in the evidence section. You get to watch the rest of them, or listen to. Alright. And that comment here. Here. All right, let me just go up here and
these are quick. This is all from the old hospital.
Let me just go. Stop. And it will show the very first video. Here's this hospital.
Mm-hmm.
What? Not the Israel. All right. Here was this quote by Sean during the investigation. So we'll go ahead and play that one. Wow.
This is one of my favorites. Yeah.
I'm going to have to do it on somewhere. Mm-hmm. That's fine the way it is.
Mm-hmm. They truly want you to watch that orb, so you'll miss what's going across the hall.
Yeah, I'll play with you. Yep. Wow, that's a real good one.
Yeah, that
shot that.
That's crazy.
It goes into the wall. There's not even a door there. Mm-hmm. It goes from wall to wall.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
That was on the second floor. The other video is from the first floor, but what's caught on that video is all over the hospital. So he just doesn't stay on the first floor. He's all over the place. We call him the creeper.
Here is the...
There's the teddy bear.
Well, it's a bear. Over here to the right, you have the...
That's Mary. Now, that photo was actually taken by a girl that was on my team for a little while and a really good friend of mine, Amy McCurdy. She's like a ghost magnet with a camera. She can find all kinds of ghosts for some reason. They like her camera, not mine, like hers. And then the picture of the little blonde girl, that's what Mark drew. That's the Mary that we thought we were talking to when Sean took the teddy bear in. Mm-hmm. But Mary was not the one we were talking to at the time.
Yeah. Looks like she's peeking around the horn there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Playing peekaboo.
Yeah.
Here's some scratches. And... Mm-hmm. Wow.
All kinds of fun stuff happened there.
Yeah. They got the... Well, that's a good picture of the hospital.
Yeah.
Like where it's actually on. Wow. Somebody's doing the SDS. Yeah. Who did that for? Mm-hmm. There's Steve.
Yeah, that's the still.
Where's that video?
The still of the. Oh, where are we going?
Where's that other video?
You were almost at it. Go back down.
Oh, there it is.
Right below it. Yeah.
Right there. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. This one I can do a little bit. I'll play here. Yeah, it's in here. This is a good one.
And it just super fast.
It does. Okay, here we go. Ooh, there goes.
Here he goes.
Hey, I think I just picked up something through that hallway.
Here, I'll go.
I think I just picked up something through that back hall.
Here, I'll go up to it once. Back there. I should be able to show it going by. Yeah. Okay, so. You have to carefully.
Yeah, he is so quick. He does not want to be on camera. And it was amazing that Billy, when he was videoing this, he knew he caught something. But, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good job, Billy.
He did great.
He get a sticker fat. Yeah, that's pretty good. It was like that. It's like, they're like one in a million. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something else. Wow.
This is fun.
Yeah, May Down the Road, that's one investigation that's up for you guys. I'm gonna come on a team. You're welcome to come on this team if you like.
That'd be fun. That would be fun, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. And then we share stuff back and forth.
Yeah.
And plus my investigation, yours, be home. Yeah. I was looking to find some collaboration teams up here. I don't got much, and I just want to drive, so I can't drive them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was an absolute pleasure to have you on, listen, and love to get back on again. And team, actually, I'm after May now, so I'm doing pretty good. So I've reached out to a lot of people through the magazines and stuff. So. Yeah. So.
I appreciate you, and I'd love to come back on.
Appreciate you too. Get to come on, take your time. So, yeah. So, do you want to wrap it up?
I'm afraid I have to. I've got to jump on to that other side.
Okay. So,
thank you for having me.
Yeah. Till next time, everybody. Happy hunting.